Good afternoon. We are still seeing persistent west-northwest winds occurring as low pressure is still over the Canadian Maritimes and high pressure is continuing to build into the Ohio Valley. We will still see the chance for some occasional wind gusts of 25 to 35 miles per hour in some locations. The east gusty winds will persist into the day today, but will not be as strong as what we saw yesterday, and the winds aloft even will be comparatively weaker for us. Skies are going to be mostly sunny to partly cloudy across much of the region today, although we could see some lake effect clouds lingering into the western Mohawk Valley and western Adirondacks as we head into the early afternoon hours here. We'll see a steady increase in mid-level clouds across the southern half of the area tonight as a shortwave trough moves through the mid-Atlantic region. Any precipitation with this system looks to remain well to our south. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a frontal boundary is expected to meander across the southern plains, lower Mississippi Valley, and southeast over the course of this weekend. Moisture inflow into the vicinity of this front will create rain chances along the north of it, and 1 to 2 inches of rain could occur in portions of the Mississippi Valley to the Ohio and Tennessee valleys through Saturday night, and localized flooding is possible. Along the north side of the precipitation, a mix or snow is expected for parts of the middle Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley and central Appalachians, with a couple of inches of snow forecasted. Then on Sunday, that rain and thunderstorms will refocus farther west across the southern plains with a few strong storms and locally heavy rain is a possibility. Scattered showers are expected farther east in the southeast as well. Taking a look at the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperatures extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Zapata, Texas, to a low of negative 18 near West Glacier, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City we are looking at sunny skies with highs near 53. In Boston, sunny skies with a high near 52 and gusty winds as high as 31 miles per hour. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 39. Taking a look at the Albany, New York climate normals for the day today, the average high is 43 while the average low is 25. The record high of 75 degrees was set back in 1946 while the record low of negative 6 was set back in 1948. Today's sunrise was at 7:08 a.m. The sun is set to set at 7:01 p.m. It's a total of 11 hours and 53 minutes of daylight today. It's an additional 2 minutes and 54 seconds from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at partly sunny skies this afternoon, with highs reaching into the upper 40s and low 50s. For the night tonight, we will turn to mostly cloudy skies, as overnight lows drop down into the low 20s, and a couple spots of those higher peaks drop down into the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon, with highs reaching into the low 50s, breezy as well with wind gusts getting as high as around 25 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies with overnight lows dropping down into the low 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at partly sunny skies for this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid 40s. For the night tonight, we expect to see a steady increase in clouds to mostly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid to upper 40s, still breezy with wind gusts getting as high as around 30 miles an hour, and for the night tonight, mostly cloudy skies with overnight lows dropping down into the low 20s and upper teens. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at mostly sunny skies this afternoon with highs reaching into the low 50s, still breezy with wind gusts getting as high as around 31 miles per hour, and for the night tonight, mostly cloudy skies with overnight lows dropping down into the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, high pressure continues to give us mostly sunny skies, but some slightly cooler temperatures. Highs on Sunday only look to get up towards right around the mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.